Welcome to Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Once we determine what our strengths are, we can use those gifts and talents to help others to heal. Helping others fosters congeniality. Congeniality facilitates peace and love. Now, here's your host, Terry Sue.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Frame of Mind. I'm your host, Terry Sue, and today I will be discussing myofascial release with my guest, Karen Bowman. Karen Bowman personally experienced the profound depth of healing that comes through therapeutic relationships and body work that takes the whole person into account. Transitioning from a career as a college professor, she chose to complete 1,000 hours of training in neuromuscular therapy, followed by over 400 hours of advanced training in myofascial release, as taught by the foremost authority, John F. Barnes. Since graduating in 2006, Karen has maintained a private practice as the owner of Release in Motion, helping clients gain relief from acute and chronic pain. As a former college professor, Karen enjoys educating clients with lifelong skills for actively healing themselves. Karen also is a frequent lecturer on the unique role of fascia in the healing process and how myofascial release complements other therapeutic modalities to accelerate results. Karen is a professional member of the American Massage Therapy Association and served on the board of the California chapter for 2 years. So, welcome, Karen.
Hello, Terry Sue. Thanks very much.
Okay, so let's begin by having you describe myofascial release.
Sure. You know, myofascial release is a very safe and effective hands-on treatment technique that applies gentle sustained pressure or a lengthening or a twisting of what's called myofascial connective tissue and, you know, applying that into restrictions of that tissue. And the result is elimination of pain, a restoration of motion, a more freer experience in living. And people can get that even when they've tried other treatment modalities to try to deal with pain issues. And even if these have failed to give kind of lasting, satisfactory results, oftentimes myofascial release can really help get results where other results haven't happened successfully. You know, to really understand myofascial release, you really almost have to understand the words that were in it, like what is fascia or myofascia, or, you know, what is it that we're trying to release?
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and kind of explain both of those two things.
Okay.
For the listeners. And there's parts of it that get a little technical. I'll try to keep it as non-technical as possible. Fascia itself, or myofascia, myo means muscle. Fascia is the name of this connective tissue. And for a long time, we really thought that fascia just surrounded muscle fibers. But we know much more about fascia now. And that if the listeners imagine a spider web, a three-dimensional spider web going through your body, that's what this connective tissue that runs continuously, no separation. It goes from head to toe, fingertip to fingertip, goes from the surface of your skin all the way down to the nucleus of the cell. Matter of fact, it's the what we call the cytoskeleton. It's the structure that forms your cell.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that it surrounds, it interpenetrates every single organ, every muscle, every bone, nerve, blood vessel, lymphatic vessel, you name it. Basically, what you really are is a fascial being. This is how pervasive fascia is. You are a fascial being. You happen to have some specialized structures embedded in this fascial environment.
Mm-hmm.
And this three-dimensional spider web is actually, unlike a spider web, each strand is like a microtubule. It's filled with fluid. And that fluid is a transportation system from cell to cell. It's a carrier of not only nutrients and fluids and so forth, but also a carrier of bioenergetic information from cell to cell.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the fascia, but the fascia is also part of what we call a fascial system. And that also includes what people call the extracellular matrix, or an easier way to say it for me is ground substance. It's kind of like this liquid-like gel. And that liquid-like gel that surrounds all your cells, it's the environment of your cells, environment of the faucet, allows everything to glide on itself easily, slide. So there aren't, you know, things, there's no glitches, right?
So it's kind of viscous. Viscous?
Pardon me?
A bit viscous?
Yes. It's
viscosity? Yeah.
Exactly. It should be at least viscous. It can be, you know, it, with trauma, and we'll talk about this, it can actually begin to harden. And nurses, doctors who do surgery can see this and attest to that. It can become very glue-like, and it actually can harden to the point that it's almost cement-like. It gets really, really tough. And when that happens, this is when we start experiencing pain kinds of experiences, because what should be a liquid and allow for easy gliding doesn't allow that anymore. And then your ability to move with ease is inhibited.
Is that what makes you feel stiff?
That's one of the reasons that you can feel stiff, exactly. There can be other reasons, like on a joint level, there's usually some other reasons that contribute. But certainly this inability to, you know, sometimes when it feels like you're kind of twisted, or you feel like you're just kind of pulled in on yourself, or everything just feels like a straitjacket on you sometimes, that would be an example of the fascia and the ground substance losing its hydration and losing its viscous properties.
Okay. So,
you know,
is that what myofascial restrictions would be?
Exactly.
If you can.
When we have trauma, when we have surgery, when we have inflammatory processes like disease processes, stress, repetitive postural strain, such as sitting at a desk in front of a computer all day, or, you know, a checker at a grocery store who does the same motion over and over. All of these create what we call these myofascial restrictions, where it's this hardening of this tissue and this inability for this web-like structure to freely flow on itself. These restrictions, actually, we now know, can create up to 2,000 pounds of pressure per square inch.
Wow.
That's the equivalent of, you know, for those people who understand, you know, if you're ever around horses, and especially big horses, I mean, if you put two horses on you, standing on you, that would be the equivalent of about 2,000 pounds of pressure.
Wow.
So you can imagine that organs, muscles, bones, nerves, blood vessels, all of it that is surrounded by this fascia, if it's got that much pressure on it, it actually just creates this crushing pressure on pain-sensitive structures or nerves. A nerve only takes the weight of a hair to send it into function. So imagine 2,000 pounds of pressure on a nerve and what kind of pain that can create, which some people experience.
So then how is myofascial release done?
Well, the way myofascial release is done is that each treatment is really performed with the therapist's hands directly on skin. There is no oil, there's no creams, there's no machines. The client will be your patient, will be partially clothed. This allows the therapist to have access to the skin, because like I mentioned earlier, that the fascia goes from the skin, the surface of the skin, all the way down to the cells. So the therapist, as it has, he or she has access to that skin, is able to access the fascia and create pulls on it. And create change in that way. With the client being only partially closed, it also allows the therapist to be able to see what's happening and see how the changes are affecting the body, while the client then, you know, is able to have modesty and so forth. And all of that, clothing is really actually at the client's discretion. Mm-hmm. So then a myofascial therapist will use a multitude of myofascial release techniques, and they put sustained pressure into these restrictions for, a period of time. And this time factor, this is the one that really has been ignored in many traditional therapies. It is what is necessary to get comprehensive, lasting results. With that sustained pressure, it allows for the activation of what we call the piezoelectric effect. Piezoelectric is a fancy word for pressure electricity. And we know that through the piezoelectric effect, sustained pressure applied to any kind of living system is transmitted in the body as a thermal energy, a magnetic energy, and other energetic forces through the whole fascial system. Mm-hmm. So as this happens, there is this rehydration of this fascial tissue in the ground substance. What has become hardened becomes more liquid again. Molecules begin to vibrate in unison, which allows blocked energy to flow. It increases cell-to-cell communication. And all of that, when that happens, this is what we end up calling a release, or, a release of restrictions. This is what we are attempting to get.
Okay, hold that thought, because it's time for us to take a short break. This is Terry Sue with my guest, Karen Bowman. And, I'm just absolutely fascinated. As you have been describing this, I'm kind of trying to visualize it in my head in a microscopic way on what's going on with the body. But this is Terry Sue with my guest, Karen Bowman, and we are discussing myofascial release, and you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Stay tuned.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
Explore the infinite possibilities of the unknown. Learn about the mysterious and mythical realms through time and space. Realize your inner truth. Tune in to Spirit Walker with Dr. Jeffrey Pierce and Dr. Cindy Pierce. Dr. Jeffrey Pierce is a true intuitive. He is legally blind, uses no cards, pendulums, or guides, and has been found to have 97% consistent accuracy based on testing by the United Kingdom Institute of Psychic Sciences Research Center. Listen for topics that others are afraid to address on Spirit Walker, Wednesday at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West on 7th Wave Network.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Experience your spiritual journey every week on Synergy with Makila. She's known as the Magician of Light and invites you to come along as we co-create a magical place of accelerated personal and planetary spiritual evolvement. Tune in for tools, tips, and support for embracing and embodying the notions that we are all sparks of the divine and that we are all one. Tune in to Synergy with Makila every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network. Working together, we can bring more joy into our lives and the world.
You are tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program and an Ayurvedic lifestyle, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terri.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Welcome back, everyone. We're continuing our discussion with my guest, Karen Bowman, on myofascial release. And Karen, I wanted to go back to what you were saying, something about sustained pressure. Do you mean that you keep the pressure on for a certain amount of time
before releasing? Yeah, that's a great question, because it's actually what makes myofascial, one of the elements that makes myofascial release unique and different from other therapeutic modalities. If you imagine, what a therapist will do is kind of put their hands on the body and just sink in. So just allowing a light pressure until they sink in, almost like your hands are sinking into soft clay. Mm-hmm. And at some point when you sink in, you'll hit this, what we call a barrier. It's just this sense where it just stops. And if you wait there where it stops and you wait long enough, you will begin to feel a softening and you'll kind of sink a little bit more. This process takes a minimum of a minute and a half to 2 minutes to begin. So in other words, the fascia is actually made up of two different components. There's an elastic component and a collagenous component. And elastic is like elastic. It stretches and it moves very easily. The collagenous is a little bit more plastic-like. And if you ever imagine a credit card and you bend the credit card back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, you do that long enough, it begins to heat up at the crease before it actually breaks. Now, we're not going to break you, but it's that same idea that if I sink into the skin and into the tissue and wait there long enough, a minute and a half to 2 minutes to begin, 3, 5, 10, sometimes as long as 15 minutes to actually get a full release, then you'll feel this softening that happens. It sometimes feels like butter melting. Sometimes it feels like taffy stretching. Or lengthening. That's what we mean by sustained pressure. It's a period of time where that pressure is maintained at a point where we feel is like a barrier.
Mm-hmm. And so I must tell our listening audience that I've had this experience before, and what it felt like to me, it felt like almost like you were bubbling on the inside.
Uh-huh.
But not in a hot kind of way. It just kind of felt like there was a lot of activity going on inside of you. Like gases or something. Bubbling on the inside.
Every client will experience it slightly different, and every release might even feel a little bit different.
Yes.
So sometimes it feels like this butter melting or this taffy stretching, but sometimes it feels like, it feels like there's a little water fountain in you just bubbling
up.
Or
exactly
sometimes
what it
it'll
felt
be,
like me.
Yeah, for you. And so sometimes it'll feel like heat, you know, and all of a sudden it'll get really warm, or sometimes it'll feel really tingly. It'll be kind of like an electrically type feeling. It depends on where in the body we're working, where the restriction goes, you know, it depends on the person. Some people typically experience it one way versus another way. It can be very different for people.
And it's important, at least it seemed like it was to me at the time, that the more relaxed you became, the more effective the treatment was.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And some of what we do is help you as a client kind of sink in. Most of us are fairly detached from our bodies and do not have a lot of awareness. You would kind of be cut off at the head. And because of that lack of really connection to our body sensations, we don't really have the wisdom of their bodies and the information that it can provide for us. And so what we do as therapists is partly help you begin to feel again. Because in order to heal, you have to feel. And what you were feeling, Terry, is that sense of you were beginning to feel your body in a deeper way that you probably hadn't, you know, I don't know if you've ever felt a bubbly feeling inside of yourself in that way before.
Nothing other than gas.
Yeah. And there might have been some of that, too. I don't know.
I also know that one of the things that really struck me when I was having that treatment is that when I was having those sensations, it was kind of like all over the areas that you were concentrating on. And I looked up at you and I said, are you doing that? And you said, because I didn't see your hands actually touch me at the time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you said, no, you are. And I was too flabbergasted, I guess, or you know, wanting a certain results that I didn't say, well, what do you mean by that or anything like that. But I know that you went into you excused yourself. You went into another room. As soon as you went in, you got you to get something. I don't remember what it was. But then you came back. But while you were gone, I peeked under the table. And there was nothing there. And I'm going, how in the world did she do that? You know, so there's a lot of energy going on there.
Yeah,
and that really did help me with some of the problems that I was having, which is why I was there in the first place. I needed to release some waste matter. And mm-hmm. so that was kind of helping along with the process. So,
yeah.
So well, thank you. But now, is there any special preparation that's involved on the client's end as far as their first treatment or what goes on?
Not really. You know, the biggest element for a client really is a willingness to enter into a therapeutic process kind of with an openness to whatever happens in the body. I mean, you were experiencing that. Your body was doing something unusual, and it was a little bit of an awakening moment for you, but there is also this openness to, all right, let's see what happens. Let's find out, you know, what can be possible. Now, some clients come in very skeptical. A lot of clients come to us, they've been to a lot of different therapists, they have spent tens of thousands of dollars already without results. And so they're not even coming in with a whole lot of openness or willingness. Usually in that first session, they will have, you know, the kind of experiences that you will experience. They will experience a deep relaxation. They will begin to feel how where I'm working affects other parts of their body. You know, like I might be, you know, sometimes they're like, well, it hurts in my neck. Why are you working in my belly? But then mm-hmm. all of a sudden I'm working on their belly, and all of a sudden they start to feel it in their neck. They'll actually feel those connections, those fascial connections. And yes. then they begin to feel the releases. They feel it as, you know, we were saying, that different sensations that can happen. And, you know, then their eyes, the opening happens. Like, wow, there's something different that's happening here. And it's not magical. I mean, it's not, it's definitely energetic, because the fossil mm-hmm. system is an energetic system. The ground substance is a liquid crystal. Bioenergetic flows of, you know, principles are happening. So, yes, it's an energetic system, but it's mm-hmm. also very physiological system, that when you follow the principles of how fascia releases, you will get results.
And when everything in our body is interconnected anyway, so when we think about that, it only makes sense, doesn't it?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So speaking of sensations, though, is there any pain involved? Have people experienced pain?
And that's usually one of the first questions the client will ask us. Will this hurt? Mm-hmm. You know, myofascial release, when it's used by therapists who have been taught by John Barnes, as you alluded to in my bio, he has taught us how to do myofascial release in a very gentle way, because we've discovered that if too much force is used in the body, the subconscious mind braces. It goes into a protective mode, which won't allow for a release to occur. Mm-hmm. So the work is a fairly gentle work. Now, that's not to say that at times that there won't be some kind of therapeutic pain, even with gentle pressure. I mean, sometimes right. I'm touching a person with no more than the weight of a dime on them, and they're mm-hmm. screaming at me, "You're breaking my arm." Because even gentle pressure can bring up the feelings of, or the body memory, so to speak, of an old injury or trauma that's been locked in the system, and that gets activated. And so, you know, that might last, usually that, you know, lasts for as long as I am working on the area, or even I'm working on the area, it'll get really intense and then subsides. And so it's, you know, usually a very short while. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, there are certain situations where there is such adhesions that get created. So if there's been a significant trauma, and that trauma happened a long time ago, or there's, say, scar tissue from a surgery, and it was a long time ago, and the body starts building up these adhesions, sometimes we have to kind of break those apart. Mm-hmm. And that can be a little bit sensitive, and we always work within the client's tolerance level. We'll never, try to push them beyond that, because, again, we don't want to activate this defensive protective mode, because that is not facilitative to healing process.
All right. Well, once again, it's time for us to take another short break. This is Terry Sue with Karen Bowman, and you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Stay tuned.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
Explore the infinite possibilities of the unknown. Learn about the mysterious and mythical realms through time and space. Realize your inner truth. Tune in to Spirit Walker with Dr. Jeffrey Pierce and Dr. Cindy Pierce. Dr. Jeffrey Pierce is a true intuitive. He is legally blind, uses no cards, pendulums, or guides, and has been found to have 97% consistent accuracy based on testing by the United Kingdom Institute of Psychic Sciences Research Center. Listen for topics that others are afraid to address on Spirit Walker, Wednesday at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West on Seventh Wave Network.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Experience your spiritual journey every week on Synergy with Makila. She's known as the Magician of Light and invites you to come along as we co-create a magical place of accelerated personal and planetary spiritual evolvement. Tune in for tools, tips, and support for embracing and embodying the notions that we are all sparks of the divine and that we are all one. Tune in to Synergy with Makila every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Working together, we can bring more joy into our lives and the world.
You are tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program and an Ayurvedic lifestyle, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terri.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Once again, welcome back, everyone. We're continuing our discussion on myofascial release with Karen Bowman. And so, Karen, what are the different types of, we'll just shorten it to MFR, myofascial release.
You know, there's basically, and I was kind of alluding to that when we were talking about the pain issue and what happens, yes, whether there's pain. Most people are used to, if they have any awareness of the term myofascial release or MFR, they have a sense of it being a very painful treatment. There are chiropractors or other practitioners who will say, yes, I do myofascial release. And usually, unless they've been trained by John Barnes, usually it's what we kind of refer to as an old form of myofascial release or myofascial mobilization. It's this breaking up adhesions. And it is painful, and sometimes it is necessary, but for the most part, that's the primary mode. We're going to find that not only will the therapist burn out because it requires a lot of force and trying to force a system that doesn't want to be forced, but for the client or patient, it can be very, very painful. The kind of work that John Barnes, who is a physical therapist and kind of, figured out these principles through really his own injury recovery as well as in working with his patients, this he developed really these unique principles of this gentle, sustained pressure into restrictions, barrier upon barrier, until the release occurs. And, you know, this has really allowed for significantly greater results with less pain for the client or patient and less breakdown of the therapist as well.
Okay, so so do you, well, if people have different reasons for coming, do you work with other kinds of healing practitioners?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people come to us and they're seeing a chiropractor, a physical therapist, yeah. or an osteopath, mm-hmm. or a, you know, acupuncturist, or, you know, that kind of thing. And absolutely, MFR really serves as a complementary or adjunctive therapy for any modality. What myofascial release can do is take whatever treatment you are doing or utilizing and really begin to accelerate the results. So, for example, let's say you're seeing a chiropractor who is moving, you know, literally moving bones and trying to move your bones into place. And a lot of people experience that, like, adjustments just don't hold. And the reason they don't hold is because attached to the bones is this, these fascial lines, you know, that are literally pulling the bones out of place. Well, if I can release the tension on that line, then it's not going to pull that bone out of place as much. And so you can see a chiropractor, but you'll need to see a chiropractor less often because we'll be able to release the restriction. The chiropractor moves the bone into place, and it will tend to stay. And this will, that, you know, that's just an example. That's because no matter what you're doing, fascia is involved. If you're treating the body, fascia is involved. If you treat the fascia, you'll get more sustainable, lasting, effective results.
So you do talk to each other. I mean, you consult with each other as far as the patient is concerned.
Absolutely.
On the treatment center.
You know, I mean, we'll talk with doctors. We'll you know, mm-hmm. dentists. We'll work with dentists, chiropractors, acupuncturists. We share what we are experiencing and what we are feeling in the tissue. And, you know, sometimes because as myofascial release therapists, we're taught to find the pain, look elsewhere for the cause. Because uh-huh. restrictions in the body, let's say you come in for back pain, and most
yes.
therapeutic modalities will treat your back, right? Mm-hmm. But the result, but many times your back pain, it could be coming from how your feet are, or how your knees are. It could be coming from your pelvis. It could be coming from your shoulders or from the top of your head. That's going to be unique to you. And a myofascial release therapist is going to feel into your body and begin to feel where is that restriction coming from that's actually causing that back pain. And sometimes that kind of information can be helpful when we work in conjunction with other practitioners.
So with that in mind, what kinds of conditions, I mean, if somebody's working with a physical therapist or with a chiropractor, what kinds of conditions can benefit from the treatment? I mean, what would be wrong with someone that they would need that kind of
they
treatment?
Would have come into this? You know, any mm-hmm. kind of typical pain condition, such as a back pain, neck pain, knee pain, foot pain, headaches, TMJ, whiplash, carpal tunnel, sciatica, frozen shoulder, tennis elbow, any of those labels, really, for different kinds of pain or locations of pain, are definitely candidates for myofascial release. There's also systemic pain issues such as myofascial pain syndrome or fibromyalgia or just general pain of unknown origins. You know, they call it idiopathic pain. They have no idea where it's coming from. Myofascial release is also very successful with women's health issues such as incontinence and pelvic pain, menstrual pain, pain with intercourse, endometriosis, infertility, or even men's pelvic issues such as the restoration of function after prostate surgery or you know, chronic pelvic pain kinds of issues. Those are also highly specialized forms of treatment that some myofascial practitioners have been particularly trained in, including we have an RN that works with us at Release in Motion, and she deals with a lot of these women and men's health issues.
So how, is there a minimum or maximum amount of treatments?
Yeah, you know what?
Is one enough?
Yeah, every client comes in and says, well, how many times will I have to come? And, yeah. You know, and the answer, as you can guess, it's always dependent on many factors. It depends on the level of trauma or injury, how long it's gone on, the person's overall health condition. But oftentimes we can be really surprised. A seemingly very healthy person might take a long time, and a person who has had a really long-standing injury can go away in one or two sessions. I've had, clients come in with, say, sciatic pain, and this one particular client, and she had had it for 10, 15 years, and in one session, we were able to get rid of that sciatic pain, and, I mean, I can call her today, 2 years later, and she'll say, still have no more pain. Other times you'll have the same pain, or pain label, sciatic pain, might come in, and it might take us 10, 15 sessions. There's so many factors that play in. Somebody, say, with fibromyalgia, that might take a little longer because there's a whole systemic system going on that's creating pain. And, you know, I've worked with some fibromyalgia clients where, you know, in a year, they're going, wow, I'm 80% better. Typically, people will feel better right away. Usually, after the first session or two, they'll go, wow, I don't know what's happened here. I don't know what you did, but I feel a whole lot better. And then, you know, feeling better, they often discover, well, I want to even be better more. So a person comes in and, you know, they come in for their knee pain. We deal with their knee pain. They realize, well, my knee pain's gone. Well, maybe I want to deal with my neck pain, too. Now they're ready to deal with the neck pain. And so, you know, sometimes what happens is people get excited about how well they can feel, but then they want to go further, so towards more of an optimal health. Sometimes there's injuries that are so severe and so traumatic to the body that really it takes a lifetime of work on the part of the client to keep themselves at a highly functioning level. They can get, you know, a good majority of the pain gone, but we are very cognizant of teaching clients from the beginning how to teach themselves. Or how to treat themselves myofascially so that they are empowered with a lifelong skill to keep themselves and possibly even loved ones or family members in a really healthy state and out of pain and free to move in a way that's with ease.
So, all right, with that in mind then, you were talking about maintenance and all. Do you offer any intensive programs when a person will need multiple treatments for maximum results?
Yes, you know, and sometimes when clients come in, I mean, I've had clients come in where, think of one woman, her husband literally carried her in. I mean, she was a 22-year-old young lady, and her husband had to carry her in. She had not been out of bed in, I don't know, a year or two. So with somebody like her, chances are we're going to do intensive treatment because we've got to get them back functioning, right? I mean, she has a family. She needs to go to work. I mean, she's not functioning. Well, we want to get you functioning as fast as possible. Another situation might be clients who come from out of town. In those cases, you know, we will do, say, 3 or 4 treatments a day with sometimes, you know, a multiple therapist, like with a second therapist, because there's things that we can do with two beyond with just one. We'll individualize programs for those situations. So, yes, we do those kinds of intensive treatments where they're very necessary to get a person back on their feet again and off running in life. Typically, people will start out more like at the beginning, say 2 or 3 sessions a week for a few weeks, to get themselves kind of over the hump and get some momentum going, and then go down to, say, once a week for a little bit, and they begin to taper off depending on, you know, how their condition is responding and how good it feels for them and how much time or inclination they have for self-treatment, because there's a lot that we can treat you to do yourself to get, you know, moving a lot further so that you don't have to be fully dependent on us.
Right. Okay. Wow. I could just listen to this forever. Well, but it's time for us to take another short break.
So this is Terry Sue with my guest Karen Bowman, and we're discussing myofascial release, and you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Stay tuned.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
Explore the infinite possibilities of the unknown. Learn about the mysterious and mythical realms through time and space. Realize your inner truth. Tune in to Spirit Walker with Dr. Jeffrey Pierce and Dr. Cindy Pierce. Dr. Jeffrey Pierce is a true intuitive. He is legally blind, uses no cards, pendulums, or guides, and has been found to have 97% consistent accuracy based on testing by the United Kingdom Institute of Psychic Sciences Research Center. Listen for topics that others are afraid to address on Spirit Walker, Wednesday at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West on Seventh Wave Network.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Experience your spiritual journey every week on Synergy with Makila. She's known as the Magician of Light and invites you to come along as we co-create a magical place of accelerated personal and planetary spiritual evolvement. Tune in for tools, tips, and support for embracing and embodying the notions that we are all sparks of the divine and that we are all one. Tune in to Synergy with Makila every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Working together, we can bring more joy into our lives and the world.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program and an Ayurvedic lifestyle, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terri.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
And once again, welcome back, everyone, as I am continuing my discussion on myofascial release with my guest, Karen Bowman. So, Karen, let's kind of move away from people who have injuries and all of that. Well, I shouldn't really say that. We won't. What about athletes? Because athletes have plenty of injuries, come to think of it. So,
exactly.
Yeah. Can athletes benefit from this type of treatment?
Yeah.
Even if they've not been injured?
well, show me an athlete that hasn't been injured. And
I know, huh?
Not an athlete. but you know, athletes, you know, most athletes, especially the, you know, more and more athletic activities you do, will discover that they keep tending to re-injure the same part over and over and over again. No matter how much stretching they do, how much weightlifting they do, they keep re-injuring the same place. And for them, it's important because, again, these myofascial restrictions might be pulling in a certain way and keeping their body from being able to absorb shock. Like the fascial system is actually one of the key shock absorbers in the body. And if they can't absorb shock, every time they get any kind of, you know, pressure or jolt into the system, it will tend to, you know, go right to that place where there are these restrictions and keep that from being able to absorb the energy of that. And so that will be the place that keeps getting injured over and over again. So absolutely, this can be very helpful for athletes.
Okay, so once a person is injured, whether it's an athlete or not, so how soon after an injury can a person be treated?
As soon as possible is best. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, even if a person's lying in a hospital bed, a trained therapist will know how to feel into the tissue or even the energetic system of the body so as not to promote further injury or interrupt the healing process. So myofascial release, when it's properly followed, can only help no matter what the level of injury is and when it's happened. So usually the sooner the better.
Okay. And then what about children? Do you treat children?
Absolutely. If I had my druthers, which tells me what part of the country I'm from that I said that, if I had a choice, I would start treating, you know, infants from the moment they come out of the womb.
That was my next question. What is the youngest? Okay.
I mean, again, a highly trained therapist will know how to work with that youngster so that any kind of birth trauma is able to get out of their system before it starts creating these restrictions that can show up much later in life. All children experience injuries. I mean, just the process of learning to walk is usually an injury-producing experience. There are things that we can do. My business partner is working right now with a child with torticollis, where the neck doesn't turn. And within one session, the baby went from having a neck that wouldn't turn to, you know, one that was probably 75% improved. So children, it's great to treat children. Children don't have all of the mental barriers that adults have. And so they tend to respond to the treatment much more quickly and easily than us adults.
How can you tell, especially if a child is not able to verbally communicate other than yelling and screaming or something like that, how can you tell whether or not the treatment is effective?
They will, one, there's usually a change in their demeanor. You know, mm-hmm. there's a softening, there's a lightening, they just start smiling more.
Okay.
You know, when we work even with children who are autistic or have other challenges, I mean, you see a very distinct change in them as people. Mm-hmm. I mean, the parents will always say this. You know, we've had people where, they say hi, like any other child, and they hadn't before. So you'll see a change, and then children will often say, I mean, they'll say, wow, this feels better, or okay. I want to go back again. You know, can I go see her again? You know, and those are different cues that the child is really responding and enjoying the treatment.
Yeah, so a lot, but also there's, as we were talking about before, there's a lot of nonverbal communication that lets you know, positive nonverbal communication that lets you know whether or not it's being effective or not.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, let's talk about I know you were talking about viscosity and we were talking about how the connected muscle tissue, it has to kind of be able to move freely.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the importance of water for this treatment?
You know, most of us are chronically dehydrated, so getting water into our system is important. Most of us who drink water are not doing much more than irrigating our body as opposed to hydrating our bodies. Some of that has to do with, you know, issues regarding mineral balances. But another key issue has to do with, you know, when we get fascial restrictions and those fascial restrictions go around a cell, just picture, like, you have a cell and you just draw a thin line around it. That's what fascia should be, just a thin line, just a thin layer. Fascia that's traumatized, and I have a picture of muscle tissue that's of traumatized fascia, takes that thin line and thickens it maybe 15, 20, 30 times. And so now you have this thick band around the cell, right? Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, if you've got a thick band around your cell, water isn't going to get into the system very well. It's going to be like pouring water onto cement. It's just not going to absorb. It's going to run right off. So lots of people are drinking copious amounts of water, and, you know, they're still dehydrated. Their system's still dehydrated because the fascial restrictions don't allow the water to get into the cellular level. So a lot of times people who are drinking lots and lots and lots of water, I'll tell them to kind of back off a little bit. Let's get your body, because otherwise it's actually, your body has to process that more, right? So, you know, more often what we have to do is we have to get the fascial restrictions out of the body, and then they can drink water and they won't have to drink tons and tons and tons. They can drink normal amounts of water and get, you know, their body will be hydrated as it needs to be. And that applies to nutritional supplements as well. I mean, there are people who are taking handfuls and handfuls of nutritional supplements. And maybe 5 to 10%, I mean, some of the research I've read, maybe 15 if you're lucky, but generally all the supplements that people are taking, about 5 to 10% is actually being absorbed at a cellular level. And, you know, some of that has to do with, you know, the digestive system and protein, you know, absorption, those kinds of things. But, again, if you have these thick bands of fascia surrounding your cells, I don't care how many supplements you take in, you're just eliminating them and they aren't getting to the cell. And so, and again, it can be actually then detrimental to the body because the body has to process all of this stuff that it can't even utilize. And so if we can get rid of the restrictions, then, you know, normal amounts of food intake with proper digestion and so forth, combined with a few basic supplements because our food isn't very nutritious anymore, we'll take care of what you need. It'll be enough.
Okay. And so are there any drugs that are needed for this treatment? For myofascia? That are needed? Are there any circumstances under which that would deem necessary?
Most people come to us, or nice to say most, but a lot of people, especially people in chronic pain, they're already on drugs. Sometimes very strong narcotic type drugs. They're already on drugs. We never recommend people stop their drugs. We never can recommend that they take drugs. We're not medical doctors. So we don't do that. But we will work with the medical doctor because very often we find that they can actually begin to taper off those drugs. And some of them are so strong that tapering off slowly is ideal so you don't get withdrawal.
So they can just have that dosage lowered a bit.
Exactly. Or other people, they're just treating themselves with that over-the-counter prescriptions, and they'll find that they just need fewer and fewer. I had a client just the other day said, you know, I had bottles of painkillers. And she goes, I've taken one painkiller in the last 6 months. You know, and this is a person who's taken 10 or 12 a day to get through her day. So most often people see that their drug use will decrease. But again, we don't advocate. We don't tell them to do that. That's what they work with their medical doctor. But you know, people intuitively know when they're ready to stop for the most part.
And then one last question. You know, I came across the term trigger point therapy. What is that?
Good question. You know, and trigger point therapy is actually what I was initially trained in. It's a form of therapy that was developed, you know, about the time of myofascial release was beginning to be developed by a person who she really was seeing the forest. She wasn't seeing the whole forest through the trees. She understood, you know, what we call a myofascial restriction is what she would call a trigger point. And a trigger point was just a hypersensitive spot that was irritable, right? Which is purely a description of what a client's experiencing. It hurts, right?
Yeah.
But why does it hurt? It hurts because there's a fascial restriction. Trigger point therapy, if done right, a lot of therapists who have been trained in trigger point therapy actually begin to follow myofascial principles intuitively. They start doing the sustained pressure, you know, over time. They don't use force. They can feel when it lets go. And so really, intuitively, by accident, they're following principles of myofascial release. Other therapists, they're trying too hard. They're using too much force. They're causing too much pain. And so trigger point therapy was a particular form of therapy that mentions fascia in the first chapter of the book, but never mentions it again. So that kind of, short answer for that.
Okay. Oh, wow. I can't believe the time has gone by so quickly. I really enjoyed this conversation. I would once again like to thank my guest, Karen Bowman, for sharing her journey facilitating the healing process through myofascial release. And if our listeners would like to find out more, Karen, how can you be reached?
two possible ways. They can reach me through my website, which is Release, R-E-L-E-A-S-E, inmotion.com, so releaseinmotion.com, or they can call 949-548-4900. And they are welcome to, you know, have a complimentary conversation to see if we think there's something that would help. They're also, the first session, you know, is such that they'll actually get treatment, and so they'll be able to assess for themselves, does this feel like something that's going to be helpful for me and, you know, take me along in my healing journey or not? And they'll have a good sense of that after a first session.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you, my listening audience, for tuning into Frame of Mind today. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together, and if you know someone who could be helped or served by this knowledge, please share it with them. Until next time, live in peace and love, everyone, and enjoy your day. Bye.
We hope that you've enjoyed our program this week. Please join your host, Terry Sue, again next weekend. We'll be here Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on Seventh Wave Network. Until then, focus on your strengths. Live and think healthier this week.